So how many major league managers who have used cocaine have gotten a 2-year?
Well, I guess if you go to the World Series,
yeah.
I guess that makes a difference, doesn't
hey,
it?
Yeah. That's how baseball go, man.
Yeah, that is how baseball go.
And you're right, and apparently we're not going to get to come up with a new creative name for the professional baseball team in Houston, no matter what league they're going to be in.
That's right. Yeah.
Ah. I hate that.
Yeah, well, you were looking forward to it.
Was right? there ever any discussion about what the logic was? I mean, that...
Oh, you know, the new owner just wanted, you know, he wants everything to be new, especially, like, to go from losing to winning. That's the main thing he'd like to have
well,
new. So
you're not playing in the Astrodome anymore.
Right. Yeah. You're not playing in the Astrodome.
The astronauts are pretty much shuffling around now, the ones that are still
exactly.
around.
Exactly.
The Johnson Spacecraft, the Johnson Space Center is not nearly... the impact that it used to be.
Yeah. You're
and I wondered if that had something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You're changing leagues next year, so it would be a good, you know, maybe a
I don't know
change
what's wrong.
With the change. So,
well, yeah. You know. I mean, you could call them the Houston Roughnecks, you know, or the... How about the Houston Petrochemical Engineers? How would that be?
Houston Glow in the Dark?
Yeah, that, any of those things. Yeah. Yeah. No, they'd have to be in Pasadena for that.
Yeah,
to
right,
happen,
Deer Park.
Yeah, and that's yeah. what their uniform used to do, remember?
Yeah, glow in the dark. The dark. Once again, though, if you'll recall, Carolina did that, but they did it in blue. The North Carolina baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Well, that looked good.
Blue. It did.
It looked good in varying shades of blue.
When you're doing orange. Speaking of colors, so... We're discussing the palette, and we've had Martin Zimmerman in here. Martin came in. He talked about this, I don't know, a month ago or longer, actually. Came in and talked a little bit about how they had talked to architects, how they talked to people in the two-name city, and how they were trying to come up with some sort of a benchmark as to what you could do as far as colors on buildings, again, on main thoroughfares.
Uh-huh.
If it's off on, you know, Anarene Street, it doesn't matter. But if it's a place where a lot of people will go, they don't want folks coming in here from Plainview rubbernecking. Look at that color, but look at that building over. You know, that kind of thing. They don't want that. But I like the idea that was brought forth by
our apologies to anyone from Plainview because of Scott's broad brush characterization of
broad brush, so to speak. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everything may be dirt gray in Plainview. I have no idea. I haven't been there in a long time. But what I'm saying is now the idea that Councilman Sutherland mentioned is that you could have zebra stripes. I'm liking the idea of a picket fence. If you had 1,500 pickets, could you paint each picket a different color as long as it was in the color palette?
I think so.
And then you really don't have any rules as to which colors would be adjacent. So, I mean, you could really blow up the color wheel there without much trouble at all. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could really have two colors that just don't go together. You could have magenta right there, and then right next to it, you could have, I don't know, some other kind of fritzy color. But I like the idea, you know, if somebody wants to go do that. Of course, the problem is you'd have to buy 1,500 cans of paint, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then what are you going to do with all that paint afterwards? I guess you could go up on Craigslist. You could sell the rest of that or give it away. I'm just saying, you could sort of, like anything else, bend the rules to make it different. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is... A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music
sure.
while I was on the elliptical, mm-hmm. like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock,
yeah.
all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on
we're talking oil wrestling
days,
this morning. Mm-hmm.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Yeah.
But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music
sure.
on the radio, not just
stuff. Yeah,
stuff.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah.
that's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Right.
Let you burn a little Rihanna here, hon. See how that works. And you people with the exercise ball, too, because we got a call about that last week. Be careful.
What do you mean, you people?
See, and you people who are, excuse me, you listeners who are bringing your uh-huh. children to school this morning, see, Now, look, I was listening to Rihanna just this morning with the boys.
Yeah.
Now, you can burn with that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd work.
Yeah. She's about to pick it up.
Yes, she is.
There you go.
Ah, yeah.
We were getting you warmed
Boy,
up.
Boy, you can feel the burn now.
Yeah.
Music's so unimaginative now.
It is. You know, you're right.
It's the same four notes over and over again.
Pretty easy to find them now.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Got that. Elton John sent a message to Madonna.
Really?
Yesterday on some talk show. Said, hope she does a good job on the lip sync.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Okay, here we are. Middle school in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And after all, when we're talking fashion, it's all about Pottstown, Pennsylvania. They've banned UGG boots from the classroom.
Why?
Students using the little furry boots there to smuggle in their cell phones into the classroom so they can text at their desks, which is against the school rules there. Students allowed to bring phones and wear boots to school, but they have to leave them in the locker now. Parents are complaining.
So you have to take your boots off and put them in the locker? So you're walking around with your sock feet?
Going to have walk-around shoes. Got to have some walk-around shoes now. I mean, I'm guessing. That's what I'm saying. Not sure about that, but there you go. Somebody broke into a person's car and stole their false teeth. It's just one of a string of break-ins in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. Well, here's our second Pennsylvania story.
It's our Pennsylvania segment.
Yeah. The suspect breaks in, steals whatever is inside. Police have no suspects, and they're asking residents to keep an eye out. Careful, you could put an eye out.
Well, shoot your eye out, kid.
What the? Keep an eye out.
Don't you need to keep it in?
Where did we ever get that?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb. That's because you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like double dog dare you.
Yeah. Always there. Always available. Anyway, police have asked the folks there who live in whatever town that is in Pennsylvania, Bridgeville, to keep an eye out. The woman who lost the teeth says she's out $500 for the dentures and another $350 for the busted glass.
Uh-huh.
My question, who keeps their false teeth in the car? Is it on the seat? Is it in the console?
It's, yeah, it's in the console.
Well, maybe she was. Maybe they were going to an ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll just put them here in the cup holder.
Yeah.